On Thursday, this past week, I attended an event at the Union League Club, a beautiful place in the city, wonderful venue, and it was celebration of Mundelein for the seminary. And I was pleased to be there. It was a fancy event, raising money for vocations. So it's not only Good Shepherd Sunday, which we've already talked about a little bit, but it was also, this weekend is also a prayer for vocations. And one of the speakers asked a question, a profound question: is there a priest, have you had a priest in your life that had an impact on you? Doesn't necessarily have to be Father Martin, but some priest in your life that had an impact on you. And it got me thinking about this gospel that I just proclaimed, the Good Shepherd. Who is the Good Shepherd in your life? Who has it been that has shepherded you? Certainly there's been some priests in my life. Sometimes Father Hennessy is here. He would be one. Other priests, Monsignor Tierney. But it doesn't necessarily have to be a priest. Somebody has, many people have shepherded you, brought you along the way. I think about my Grandma Geraghty, of course, my mother, various other people, some teachers, different mentors that have shepherded me along the way, helped me, bring me along in my life, in times of difficulty, in times of trouble, and celebrating, of course, the joy as well. I think that's one of the things that our readings are asking us to reflect on. Who are the good shepherds in our life? And do we express gratitude for them, for the things that they've done for us? And do we pray for them? Jesus tells us clearly, I am the good shepherd, and we know that, but what God does for us is place other people within our lives to help shepherd us. I think that's what this theme of embracing belonging is all about, this homily series. Thanking God for the people that have helped us feel that we're part of a faith community, helping us feel like we belong. That image of the Good Shepherd is so prominent throughout the scriptures. Everyone knows Psalm 23, right? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. But to take that into our lives, to think about who is it that has shepherded us, who has helped us connected to the faith community. And then there's the flip side, the other part of the coin. Who do we shepherd? Who have we shepherded in our lives? We hear that beautiful reading, that second reading today. You are all children of God. And Father Martin did it so beautifully. All these children, I always love it when they come up and they just come from the pews. And we just think about how much we love our children. I have three myself, two boys and a girl. And I think about, as I listen to that reading, just how in love I am with them. And Jesus is telling us that we are all children of God. So when we think about how much we love our own children, all these little ones scattered here, just think about that. Multiply that by thousands and thousands, and think about how much God loves us. We're all called to be good shepherds with others in our lives. And I could give many examples of how I try to shepherd my children and how God wants us to bring others into the faith. Embrace each other because we are all children of God. We're all called to be good shepherds, to love one another as God loves us. So let's thank God this weekend for not only being our good shepherd, but giving us that example that he wants all of us to follow, to be good shepherds for one another, to embrace and belong. All are welcome. Let's connect and invite with the other people in our life who we want to shepherd, to bring them closer to the table of the Lord, to celebrate the beauty of God's joy for each and every one of us.